So if TCBY's downfall, where you buy the dish and then you just pay by the ounce?
I think that's a germ factory.
I just think it's a dollar vacuum.
One or the other, I suppose.
Well, it's bad either way.
Yeah, it probably is. Well, let's see what's happening in the local news. I'm looking at Lehigh Valley Live right now. Do you want to still talk about ice cream? Or do you think, have you gotten closure on the ice cream topic?
It's going to come back up again. So let's just,
I would think so.
Be happy with your obstinance.
So this is one of the things that I noticed because I prepared for this, guys. Both of you know that
I've prepared consummate professional.
This is the headline. One of the headlines on Lehigh Valley Live today. I'm looking at local news, and it's that Tyler Buskirk belts two homers to spark Easton past Martins Creek in Blue Mountain League baseball. Now, they are really bearing the lead there. There's such a thing as Blue Mountain League baseball. Did anyone know this?
What were the teams again?
Easton and Martins Creek.
And who belted two home runs?
Tyler Buskirk. That's all the information.
Is that of the Penargel Buskirks?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could read the article. I did not read the article. I was just stopped at the fact that there is a Blue Mountain League.
Who else is in the league?
I have to go.
Is there a Blue Mountain Hockey League?
There might be.
Tyler Buskirk. We haven't had him in yet, right?
Well, we
don't really get a lot of athletes.
Not the Blue Mountain League caliber.
No. We had a call out to Kobe.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But I don't think that ever went through.
Yeah, well.
You have to talk to his agent.
I suppose.
Do you know that Drake is from Toronto?
He is. Listeners will know that I also am from Toronto. But I don't know Drake.
Yonge Street?
That is in Toronto,
CN Tower.
You've been to Toronto. You have cousins there.
The CN Tower.
Yes. That's a very large antenna.
Bathurst Avenue.
Now you're just saying things. Now you're saying words.
York.
Renan, have you ever been to Toronto?
No, I was planning to. Then I decided not to in Montreal instead.
Exhibition Stadium.
Can you believe this? How did you like Montreal?
Okay, so my whole trip to Canada involved me buying a train ticket from New York 6 hours before the train departs.
Wow.
And then I went up, and it took 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I spent a day and a half, and I came down.
Did you have any smoked meats while you were there?
I noticed that you haven't brought up for quite some time the Twitter account, your Twitter feed on your meat locker, your meat incubator.
Meat box? Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I've taken a pause on curing my own meats for the time being.
Which is kind of another burying the lead thing. It indicates that at one point you were curing your own meats.
I like to think of it as I was slowly rotting meats inside of a box. We had some successes, but mostly failures. So, you know, I was, like I said, it was a very expensive rotting process. Okay, we are going to start a segment now called Name That Professor's Test. Okay, and this is I see this as a service to the students. I have an actual multiple choice test from an actual professor at the school with the actual answers on it. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to read the answers to those questions. And I think this could have potentially helped a student that might have been struggling in a course. I think as we all know, a multiple choice answers are sort of like a fingerprint. No two sets of answers are ever alike, and you can tell who the person is when you're writing down, when you're choosing the answer. So there's a 16 question multiple choice, and you probably want, if you don't have a pen and paper out right now, you're going to want to get a pen and paper. So I'm going to put some dead air here for just a couple seconds while you get pen and paper.
You realize we can fix that in post.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't have to say it.
We can add dead air. Okay. Are we all ready?
I'm ready.
A. D. A. B. C. D. A. C. C. C.
Oh, no way.
Whoa.
C, exactly. Oh. Guys, you guys know who it is by now.
Evil. That's a fingerprint. I mean, these exams have a fingerprint.
You don't get, I mean, that takes a lot to do 4 C's in a row. And then 4 more. B, D, B, and A.
Yeah.
Ben, have you, as a professor, have you tried, like, doing a multiple choice exam where all the answers were C?
That's a good question.
I haven't yet, although when I was in seventh grade, I had an exam in English class that I recall to this day where the answer spelled out V-I-C-T-O-R-H-U-G-O. None of us knew who Victor Hugo was.
Hmm.
And we hadn't learned it as part of the exam.
Wait, was V an option on a multiple choice test?
Yeah, these were all...
That's a lot of
It was one of those, no, you know, you have the letters on the one side, and words on the left and words on the right, and you had to draw the lines between them.
I love those exams.
Yeah, so it spelled out Victor Hugo.
Okay.
So if I was going to do a multiple choice exam, which I don't think I've ever done, I would do all C's.
I think that's reasonable.
And I think that kind of helps people know that this exam was not mine.
This exam was not yours. I can confirm that.
So let me give you the options.
Okay.
A, was this Math 263, which is Calc 3? Was this FAMS 101, the Intro to Film and Media Studies?
Okay.
Was it a classic MacLeod? Was this Philosophy 286?
I think so. Ethics, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you.
Okay.
Was this Econ 251, Macro?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it CE 350, Civil Engineering Project Management?
You know, to be honest, I actually now forget which exam it's from. But what I would do, if you're listening out there and if you haven't taken an exam yet, use this. If there's 16 questions, what can it hurt to just use these answers? You could also study, but who needs that?
Yeah, well, so remember TAB episode 43 next fall, like when December rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of professors don't change their exams.
They do not change their exams.
They don't fear the Greek system recycling or kind of passing these around.
Nope.
They don't change their exams.
That's a little tip from us to you.
If they're not going to change their teaching material, why would they change their exam?
This is going to get us lots of student listeners, I assume. Renan, are you going to tell your friends about this?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you going to yak about this?
I don't have yak.
Yet.
Yet, exactly. We're going to need you to get on all kinds of social media.
All.
Can you Tinder this?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can we live stream this on Pinterest?
On Pinterest? Let's Instagram Periscope?
It. Yeah, yes, Periscope. Uh-huh. Periscope.
That's a thing.
Periscope.
That's definitely a thing.
It is a thing.
You know that, I think we talked about just doing this for one of the later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get Renan to follow through on what he said before, but we want you to tell us...
Mm.
Quiz us on things, and we have to tell you if it's actually a thing or if you just made it up on the spot.
Mm. Whoa.
Like Periscope, for example. Obviously, you just made that up. That's not a thing. But other stuff, you're like, we wouldn't sure even know. Tinder. Kindle.
I think, they sound very similar.
One of the advantages we have is that since we're in the vanguard of this new media format,
mm-hmm.
because when you think about it, what do you have? We've been around for a while. There's Serial is a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one that Ira Glass does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's that comedian in California. He has one.
California?
No, I don't recall the name, but he's
in California.
Yeah, and he's neurotic.
Okay.
He interviews people too. And then
could be anything.
That's about all I can think of. We're probably the fourth or fifth podcast out there.
See, this is the type of research, like the research into the ice cream fillings. This is what I'm talking about here.
Additives.
Oh, now we're talking. Are you trying to plug a book?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell the truth.
Are you okay?
Additives.
So what else you got?
I don't really want to ask about water at the Indian restaurants right now.
Okay.
I do want to ask about it at some point.
Okay. Well, we can save that for episode 44.
Maybe. We kind of already have a lot blocked out for 44.
We do.
We'll see how that goes.
We got so much
blocked out. But
okay.
I do want to get to the small talk options.
Okay. So explain this again for the listeners.
So, you know, we talked about this backstage. I tried to look back when it came up, if it was episode 25, if it was 26.
It was in the 20s.
Those were all a blur to me. We did a lot. It was just a pretty busy time.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was bad. They were Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a tough time. Anyways.
Tuesdays threw me off.
The small talk thing is a social advice column that one of our listeners sent in. Was it Debbie from Hamilton, Ontario?
No, Penargyl.
Penargyl.
Penargyl, PA.
I was thinking of ATN. Different listener.
Different listener.
ATN and Debbie don't know each other, but Debbie from Penargyl was asking how to have ready-made topics for small talk at parties.
Mm-hmm.
The premise being, you have certain specific spaces at a party, dinner party, any kind of party, after party, barbecue. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what age. Doesn't matter what style. You get to the party and you have that first 5 to 12 minutes of I just got here, mm-hmm. so there's nothing expected of you.
Sure.
You're taking your coat off. You're looking around. You're kind of seeing if you know anybody.
Casing the joint.
Yeah, you're not standing still. You're kind of moving around and nobody's wondering why because you just got there.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody ever kind of approached you and said, "What's up?" you would say, "Oh, I just got here," you know, and then you'd say, "What's been going on? It's good to see you. It's been a while. How are the kids?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, how was the tax return? Shit like that.
Sure.
So you have that opening move.
Yep.
That generally almost always unfolds into the second phase, which is, I got to get a drink.
Yep.
That can take you from 2 to 12, 13, 14 minutes, depending on how far away the drink is. Imagine it's a party and there's a cooler out back,
mm-hmm.
or a keg out back,
mm-hmm.
or you have to make a drink. Maybe it's a hard liquor or whiskey or something.
Sure.
You have to go to the place where the drinks are. Usually you're not the only one there, so you have to wait.
Yep.
You have to get your drink. You have to get your cup. You're looking around still. People are coming and going. Now you're 20, 30 minutes into the party. You haven't been called upon yet to add anything to the party.
Sure.
But this is phase three, and this is what Debbie was asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on the hook for conversation. Now you can't just do the "I just got here" chit-chat. You can't do the "hold on, I'm going to get a drink" chit-chat.
Yep. People are expecting things.
Yeah, you need small talk. Debbie wants to know, what are some small talk topics she can put in her back pocket to have for just such moments?
That could be forced, though. Is she going to reuse those small talk topics?
She's coming to us so that they're not forced. She's going to have so many. I don't know that she's actually going to have like a deck of cards that she looks at. I think it's a metaphor.
That's a tell, by the way. If you pull out a deck of cards and start reading them, that's a tell. People know that you're not natural with your small talk.
I'm just laughing because I told her the same thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I told her straight up, Debbie, that's not what you want to do.
That's not what you want to
do. Don't write this down. Commit this to memory.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, small talk topics, I don't know. I'm not sure what my go-to would be.
Well, I think you've had the obvious ones. It's easy to say what you're not going to talk about. So almost anything that we've talked about on this podcast for 43 episodes
mm-hmm.
is not something you're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
You're not going to talk about the weather. You're not going to talk about, I know what you're not going to talk about. Anything that happens on the 2s, 4s, 6s, or 8s.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to talk about the weather. You're not going to talk about the scores.
That's a good mnemonic. Think about what happens on the 2s, 4s, 6s, and 8s and don't talk about those.
Yeah,
things.
Fill in the 10s. That's what happens on the 10s.
Exactly.
That's on you, Debbie.
Exactly. Little news. Do you know what I find is a real record scratcher at a party? That's when you know what the record scratch is, right?
I've heard record scratch.
That's when, you know, just everybody stops and it just looks at you. If someone laughs and you make fun of that laugh, oh, that's terrible.
But that's because this is a that happens because you've got nothing. So you think that's an opening. You hear somebody laugh and you say, my contribution to the conversation is to now make a comment about somebody else's contribution to the conversation.
Well, but do you know why making fun of someone's laugh is so terrible?
Please tell us.
I'm going to give you a car metaphor right now. Imagine you're driving down the freeway and you're driving at about 70 miles an hour. That's laughter. You make fun of that laugh, it's like throwing that car into reverse on the freeway. Does anyone know what happens when a car gets thrown into reverse while going forward at 70 miles an hour? Renan, are you an engineering major?
Have you taken physics 131?
Like, no.
Okay, well, what would happen if you were on the freeway?
That's what the exam was,
no,
by the way.
Thank you.
It I mean,
would it be good or bad?
It would be an engine brake.
It would be an engine brake. Exactly.
Depends on your engine.
It would be terrible for the engine. That's what making fun of someone's laugh is like. So they're laughing, they're happy, they're all the way at the end of the positive spectrum. Suddenly they become angry. Suddenly they become embarrassed, confused even.
This is such a waste of airtime. Why didn't you just stick with record scratch? What did the car explanation do that the car record scratch didn't do?
Renan, what did you think? Record scratch or
what did
or
you
car
add
explanation?
With the car metaphor that you didn't already do with the record scratch.
I don't know if everyone knows what a record scratch is. Renan, you were just saying before we made it on air,
found
maybe
art.
After we made it on air, that a lot of people don't know what a record needle is.
Yeah.
You know what? People know what cars are. And they know what happens when you take a car and you throw it into reverse when you're driving down the highway. That's laughing. That's making fun of a person's laugh. And you don't do that at a party.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think you're answering the question, though.
So you think I'm evading?
Well, so I guess, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not that you're not. You were following my lead to talk about things not to do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going by negation first.
Yeah, there can't be that many things.
Don't make fun of someone else's laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the twos, the fours, the sixes, or the eights.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the tens.
Look for the tens.
It's a bowling metaphor.
I guess you could go online beforehand. You could go on Entertainment Weekly.
I think you have to bring it from your life. I think it's things like the new coffee shop opened. How do you think that's going to play with the existing coffee shop? Is that tension productive or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully someone would say, oh, yeah, I've been there. I'm not really sure what to make of it. Someone else says, I don't really know if I prefer the coffee at the first one or the second one. And then the third person's like, yeah, but I know someone who worked at that first one, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, you're four people in and you're kind of like, all right, I got it going.
Then do you back out at that point?
Well, I think you can just wait for another entry. You can make your contribution, like if you think it's better. Like the one put a sandwich board out front because they started to advertise sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one did. And neither of them did it before.
This is getting very specific.
Well, so unspecifically, any two businesses. So a new business opened up.
Okay.
Or I think it's fair to talk about a new vendor at the farmer's market.
Sure.
That's something.
The Easton Farmer's Market.
Well, possibly. It is the oldest continuously running
outdoor
there's qualified.
There's a lot of qualifications there. Yeah.
It's a farmer's market. It's in Easton. I think the title captures it well.
I think it does.
Yeah. Other stuff.
Religion and politics?
Well, maybe you want to be the guy who's just meta. So you start to talk about how, like, can you believe people are always talking about religion and politics at parties like this?
I find that never works, getting meta at parties.
No.
That's tough. Renan agrees with me.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't know anybody.
I suppose.
All right. Well, you've had a lot of time to think about this. I'm looking for you to the answers. The question.
I don't know. There's so much context that I need at a party before I start talking. I mean, I guess that if the drinks are warm, I could talk about that. But then that makes me seem like I'm not thankful for someone providing drinks at a party.
Well, what we're trying to avoid is the feeling that you have to have a pithy anecdote. Like, I think that's too much pressure. Like the talk show thing where everybody has to come on and they've prepared some story.
I think this is why it's hard for me, because I always have a pithy anecdote. I'm always, it's always in the magazine there.
Are we going to add it in post? Because I'm waiting to hear it right
now.
You're
waiting to hear from my pithy anecdote.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been flying fast and furious at you this whole time.
This is not very helpful. I we were talking about failed jokes before.
Mm-hmm.
And now it occurs to me that I actually do remember one that
What's
I
that?
Admired.
Yeah.
And the reason I love this failed joke was, fine, it's not funny, but it stepped up to two levels of not funniness, because I once told a joke and it didn't land. Nobody liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was clever.
And
so kill me.
It's funny to you.
So then I retold the story about my failed joke to someone else.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get... Well, they didn't get the story.
Yeah.
But they were trying to be nice to play along. So that was like a second level of failure.
Wow.
And now I'm telling it to you, and it will third time fail.
I don't think it's playing.
So I was out in Tucson once.
Yep.
A couple years ago.
Oh, is this the joke?
It's not a joke.
Oh, it's just a happenstance.
Yeah, okay, it's a joke.
Okay.
I mean, it's a real thing. I was out in Tucson. It's a very dry heat, you've heard. We were out walking around the University of Arizona campus,
sure.
And they had a lovely, I should have been more clever about this. They had a lovely frozen yogurt stand.
Oh, yeah, you could have brought that up.
I could have brought this up earlier. Mm-hmm. And there were three of us, and they actually had little misters, so like misting water when you walk in.
Oh,
you
can
get
nice.
Cooled down. It was very pleasant. Hmm. And we went in, and the two of us were getting frozen yogurt, and the third one was not. And the second person I was with, who was also getting it, asked the third person, let's say Donna asked Bill, mm-hmm. Bill, you're not getting any frozen yogurt? And Bill says, no, I don't, I just don't really want it. I don't really get into it. And I think I'm missing the middle piece, but, somebody said something about, aren't you susceptible to peer pressure?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill said, no, I'm not susceptible to peer pressure. And I said, because I thought it was funny to me,
yeah.
Donna and I are both susceptible to peer pressure. Why aren't you susceptible to peer pressure?
There you go.
And he just said, no, it's okay. I don't want any. And then it was just like tumbleweeds going by.
I mean, I don't blame
I like the line.
I think
I doubled down.
It maybe works better on the written page where you can really soak it in. And
but I was so amused that it did not work at all. He did not like it. He did not find it clever. And I was like, look how clever I am.
Yeah, well.
Using the peer pressure as the point of reference about peer pressure.
So right now, this could have been small talk at a party.
I was at a dinner
a
couple years later,
sure.
And I retold the story because it was in the context of others were talking about other comments they had made and people hadn't understood them, and it was amusing to me still, as it is to this day.
Yeah.
And so I told the whole story. I won't, for our sake, repeat it. We can just cut and paste the whole thing again.
Great.
And then everybody at the table just kind of hung their head because they too didn't like it, but then one of the women just said, yeah, it's so hot, you've got to get ice cream.
Oh, peer pressure. Right there. I think, Renan, are you packing right now? Because that would be a better... I think we have about 7 minutes of material here. I think
we're out.
I think, yeah. Yeah, have we been recording this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is terrible. You said you're a child of the 90s, right?
Yep.
I mean, Ben and I are
93.
Don't rub it in our faces, but our children of the 70s. When were you born, Ben? 72. 75 over here. So you're going to know what, and believe me, we want the kid demographic. We want the young, demographic because they're going to take us to retirement.
Well, plus we know that there's nothing that the kid demographic likes more than 40-somethings talking about things they think the kid demographic is going to want to hear.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I think
we know the kid demographic that much.
Absolutely. I think I would agree with that.
I think we have to thank our intern for the week, thank our producer, thank our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah.
I think we got to thank the man upstairs. And by that I mean Dean John McKnight, because he's literally upstairs from us. Is that true? Is that where his office is?
Close enough.
Okay, well, either way.
Don't forget, people can send in their, they can tweet us their comments at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Now the question is, did you get that, Renan? Is the Twitter account at some point in the future? Or
will we have a Twitter account at some point in the future? All right, so that was the test. We wanted to find out how long would the show last.
And
for a lot of grant writing, you got to have that evidence. You're going to have to trust us. I mean, we haven't
absolutely.
Either.
Absolutely. Well, I think probably Ben has.
Well, Simon's the quant guy.
I am.
Are the headphones okay, by the way?
They're great.
I think they're fantastic.
Super comfortable.
Okay, they look good, too.
Are they Beats by Dre? Or Beats by somebody else?
Beats by Apple, no.
I guess so.
By Apple.
Now we're talking politics.
Thank you, Professor Cohen, for another excellent episode of Various Breads and Butters. And thank you all for tuning in. Come back next Friday at noon for another episode of Professor Cohen's show.